A community is in mourning this week after a gunman allegedly walked onto two farms, including one where he is said to have worked, and killed 7 people. He also critically injured one other before he apparently turned himself in to authorities. 5 men and 2 women died in Monday's mass shooting, according to Sheriff Christina Corpus, who spoke at a news conference in Half Moon Bay on Tuesday. The Mexican Consulate of San Francisco said that 2 of the people who died in Monday's shooting were from Mexico. An 8th victim, also of Mexican ancestry, is at Stanford Medical Center. Corpus confirmed Zhao was an employee at a mushroom, where one of the shootings took place, and said that was the only connection investigators have found between 66-year-old suspect Chun-Li Zhao and the victim so far. Some of the victims were part of the migrant community, she said. 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao was arrested on January 23, 2023, without incident, after allegedly shooting 7 people to death, according to the sheriff's office. Courtesy sheriff's office, 6 of the 7 victims from Monday's mass shooting have been identified by the San Mateo County Coroner's Office. The 7th victim has been tentatively identified, but the coroner's office is withholding their name pending notification of next of kin. The victims' names are Marciano Martinez Jimenez, 50, of Moss Beach, Zushin Liu, 73, of San Francisco, Qizhong Cheng, 66, of Half Moon Bay, Yetao Bing, 43, who had no listed city of residence, Aixiang Zhang, 74, of San Francisco, and Jingju Liu, 64, of Half Moon Bay. Zhao is set to be arraigned on Wednesday on 7 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder, according to District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff. At Tuesday's news conference in Half Moon Bay, Governor Gavin Newsom addressed the crowd seeming visibly shaken. He held up a paper with talking points that he'd written for previous mass shootings, including at the Gilroy Garlic Festival and Monterey Park, and shook his head. Reading a list of cities and schools and venues that had suffered a mass shooting, he said, "Now I have to add Half Moon Bay. The common denominator," he said, "was guns. What the hell is wrong with us?" he asked. Wagstaff called the mass shooting an unprecedented tragedy. Monday's mass shooting is the deadliest in San Mateo County history, officials said. David Oates, a representative for the farm where Zhao was employed, said officials at the farm, which had 34 other employees, were shocked and grief-stricken over the senseless loss of 4 of our friends and longtime employees. "We pray for the team member that remains in critical condition," Oates said, adding that the company is fully cooperating with law enforcement and providing grief counseling to its employees. Oates said that as of March 2022, the Mountain Mushroom Farm had a new owner, and the farm was now called California Terra Garden. Deputies responded to the incident at about 2:22 p.m. to the 12,700 block of San Mateo Road, or Highway 92, in unincorporated San Mateo County, on reports of a shooting involving multiple victims, according to Corpus. Upon arriving, deputies found 4 people dead with gunshot wounds, Corpus said. They also found a 5th person with gunshot wounds who was taken to Stanford Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. The suspect was not immediately located, according to the sheriff's office. Shortly after, 3 additional victims were found dead with gunshot wounds at a separate location in the 2100 block of Cabrillo Highway South. "All the evidence we have points to a case of workplace violence," said sheriff spokesman Lieutenant Eamon Allen, who declined to elaborate on a possible motive. Assemblymember Mark Berman said that while there are workplace disputes worldwide, it's only in the United States that these workplace disputes turn into mass shootings. Allen said there were children in the area of the shooting, but could not confirm that any were eyewitnesses of the shooting. All of the victims were adults. Zhao was arrested Monday at 4:40 p.m. after parking his vehicle in the parking lot of a Half Moon Bay Sheriff substation, but he did not immediately surrender to authorities, according to Allen, who said a deputy noticed the suspect vehicle. Zhao was ordered out of the vehicle and was taken into custody without further incident. Bay City News contributed to this story. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated the age of the suspected shooter. Chun-Li Zhao is 66 years old. To request a correction, contact editor@rwcpulse.com.